Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hi.
And if we sound a little muffled, it's because we're in the same office together and we're wearing our masks.
Right, just trying to stay safe.
I was listening last week and I'm like, I sound like I'm doing it like this. And that's why. So I thought I looked. She's not holding me captive.
No.
Duct taping my mouth. We're just, you know, we're still practicing safe social distancing and so on. So, but we're super excited that we get to do the podcast in person again. And we want to remind you also, don't forget to follow us on our social media. Search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And always go to themeparksandrecpodcast.com if you want to catch up on older episodes that you may have missed. But we have a lot of news. I have a lot of paper here.
Oh, yeah.
Michaela does such a good job on our outline that I have a lot of paper here.
I always think going into it, oh, there's not going to be that much. And then it turns into a lot more than I thought. But yeah. I love it. I love finding out the things that are new coming to the parks and telling you guys.
Yeah, so we're going to switch things up a bit, and we're going to start with SeaWorld Orlando. Michaela, why don't you take it?
Oh, yes. I was actually shocked. I'm like, wait, this is this weekend? The Viva la Musica begins this weekend, May 15th, and runs through May 23rd. It's only on Saturdays and Sundays, so if you want to experience it, make sure you go on the weekend. And then we're going right into Busch Gardens Tampa, which is a sister park.
Mm-hmm.
And Sesame Street Kids Weekends is still going on. Weekends now through May 23rd. Again, that's a daytime thing, you know, because the kids have to go home and go to bed.
Right.
You know, the sun can be draining for all ages.
Yeah.
That runs 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the weekends. And this weekend, it's your favorite redhead.
Elmo?
Yeah. Elmo it is.
All right. So I did a really good Cookie Monster impression last week. I was really proud of. So let me try my Elmo. No?
Not as good as the Cookie Monster.
All right.
I mean, a good Elmo impression is to talk in the third person.
Okay.
Right? It's like, Elmo likes this.
Oh,
Elmo likes
Busch Gardens.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a little Mickey Mouse-ish, but, you know.
That's okay.
Elmo.
You're getting there.
Okay. Kids will have a blast helping Elmo and Dorothy find their fish friends throughout the Sesame Street Safari of Fun. Families can also sing and dance along with Elmo. Ugh, Elmo's got some moves, too.
Doesn't he?
At the Sesame Street Pavilion and listen to special Sesame Street story time at the Sunny Day Theater. So lots of fun for the kids.
That's awesome.
And I hope my fellow redhead Elmo wears sunscreen. Busch Gardens in Tampa and SeaWorld Orlando, they're offering this really cool thing. We've talked about this a couple times, but
yes.
The deadline is coming up.
This is the final reminder.
Yeah. So they're offering veterans and their families free admission, but you must get that through an online registration process, and it must be completed by May 16th. And the free tickets must be redeemed by June 27th, and there will be blackout dates that will apply. So you've got to register for them by May 16th, and then you have all the way until June 27th, with the exception of some blackout dates, to go experience that in both parks. So get on there and do that. BushGardensTampa.com, you can find all the information.
Right, and they both have two different online registrations, just to let you know.
So if you want to go to Busch Gardens, go to their website. If you want to go to SeaWorld Orlando, go to their website. If you want to go to both, go to each one of their websites.
Right, there you go.
There you go. All right, Legoland Florida.
They have this new experiences coming, and, you know, like we talked about, they're celebrating 10 years this year. So, you know, they're adding more and more to their park. They have this new Lego Mythica experiences that's opening May 27th. That's around the corner. And it's two experiences. There's one, a 4D movie.
Ooh.
That follows this character that's going into, like, the land of Mythica.
Cool.
There's, like, different creatures and forests and...
Ooh.
And it'll be fun to see in 4D. And kids love 4D.
Oh, yeah.
When they're, like, going to grab things.
So,
or...
3D is when
just
it jumps
sight.
Out at you.
Just
but, like,
sight,
4D
right.
is going to be, like, smells or, like, they splash water on you.
Right, there's going to be elements coming out at you.
Okay.
Yes, so just be aware of that. I know as a child I didn't like 4D things.
I didn't either, because I didn't know where it was coming from.
Right. But, I mean, it's fun experience to try out. And then also they have the experience where you could actually go into the land yourself, AR.
Okay.
And it is in Miniland.
Okay.
In Legoland. So that starts May 27th, and it looks like it's going to be a permanent thing.
Cool. And then this is the last weekend of Lego Friends Weekends. It's inspired by the animated series Lego Friends. So if your kids watch that and you want to take them, this is your last weekend. That's been around for a while,
I feel like, different variations of Lego Friends.
Yeah. So get out there and check it out before it's gone after this weekend. All right. Universal Orlando. Michaela last week told us about her preview ride, which sounds amazing.
That was fun. And they have a soft opening right now. So if you're going to Universal,
doesn't it have to be a pass holder?
No.
Oh, so
anybody, but it's not guaranteed.
Oh, so just creep around the Velocicoaster numerous times during your trip.
Right, right, right. So if you are definitely not going to be there for opening on June 10th, it might be a good idea to just, you know,
pop your head in. Yeah. And as that coaster is about to open on June 10th, like you said, a Jurassic World tribute store will be debuting soon.
Yes.
Will they have Chris Pratt dolls?
I'm not sure. I have no idea what's going to be in that tribute store, but I do know it's going to be at Universal versus Islands of Adventure where the ride is.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
I see how they're trying to diversify.
The park hopper. You need to get that park hopper to get, you know, what you want from both parks. But
very
I mean,
sneaky.
Right? And it's replacing the Mardi Gras tribute store. The same location. It's in the streets of New York.
Right.
Next to Jimmy Fallon and the Mummy.
Right. Okay, cool.
Right. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what's in there. And they always decorate it so well.
Oh, I know.
So I'm excited to see some dinosaurs in there.
And maybe a life-size Chris Pratt.
Their meeting guests, maybe? Social distance meet and greets?
I'm a little obsessed. All right. Walt Disney World. Epcot. The Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival still happening now through July 5th. And they are now hiring firework and special effects designers. So something must be happening.
Yeah, they must be
planning
something.
Isn't there going to be a new, like, water show, too, coming?
That's at Epcot. Mm-hmm. And there has been a lot of things that have been put inside of the man-made lake in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Being put there to get ready for Harmonious. That's coming to, that's coming to Epcot. But who knows? They might be either adding more, you know, different fireworks shows in the different parks.
Right.
Or, you know, they might just be getting ready to bring Happily Ever After back to Magic Kingdom.
Right.
It hasn't played since March of 2020.
Oh my goodness.
That's been a while.
All right, and what is this? Because I know you love Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, so if you've watched The Rise of Skywalker, that is the latest, I guess, movie in the, you know, the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah.
The one with Rey and Kylo and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Rey, her yellow lightsaber debuts in that movie, Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
At the end of it, so I should say spoiler alert, but, I mean, she has a lightsaber. This time it's yellow. And people have been begging for it to go into the parks, and it's finally in Galaxy's Edge.
How exciting. Something else for you to spend your money on.
Oh, yeah. And it's very different than all the other lightsabers. I've held a lot of them while visiting Galaxy's Edge. Because you could go into Doc Ondar's, that's in Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios, that store.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to go up and just hold the lightsabers, and you have no obligation to buy any of them.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's a great tip if you want to just, you know, hold it, see how heavy it is, you know.
Just bring the hand sanitizer.
Wheel it around a little bit. Yeah, bring the hand sanitizer. But they wipe them down.
Okay.
After every use of people touching them.
That's smart.
Because someone is standing there. An attendant hands you the lightsaber.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they, like, make sure that it's not, like, manhandled by everybody. But, yeah, this yellow lightsaber, everyone is falling for it. Especially, like I said, it's different because it looks like it's taped together, wielded together to form a lightsaber for her. It looks like it was like different elements of different lightsabers put together.
Cool.
So definitely one that it's worth looking at or picking up when you're, well, picking up to buy if you want or just touching it. Trying out for yourself.
That's so cool. And I love this, and you'll probably get to Disney before me, so I might have to ask you to pick me up one of these. But Disney has released weighted character plushes to help those with anxiety, autism, ADHD, and more. So they're like the weighted blankets that you see everywhere, but they're plushes. and they've got characters including Mickey, Minnie, Eeyore, Stitch, and Pooh. And you've printed out a photo for me here. They are super cute.
They are adorable, and they're pretty big.
Oh yeah, now that I see her hand, holy heck!
Yeah. So, because there's someone holding up the photo that I took from another, you know, person that went, not my own photo, but that person is holding it up, and it's like sitting like really big on her hand.
And it's got a removable 2.5-pound pouch, so you can remove it if you want.
You can remove it, or you could put a heavier one in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you wanted. I mean, as an adult, you might want it heavier. Who knows?
But, I'm going to need one of those.
Right? Stat. I think it's great.
I think it's a great idea. All right, Michaela, what is this big news from Walt Disney World?
So, you know, last week, Disney was celebrating halfway to Halloween.
Oh.
I was celebrating as well. I was, you know, rocking a mask and a shirt. But people were very confused why I was on Halloween's gear. But now they know. Now we all know because big news is coming from Walt Disney World. Although there is no Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party this year.
Boo!
I know. I am so sad about it. Hopefully it comes back next year. But Disney has put something in its place for 2021. They are introducing a new Disney After Hours event. It's called Boo Bash.
I love the names.
Very, very cute. Well, if you've ever heard about After Hours events, we actually talk about one in a previous episode, like way back when, last year.
Villains one?
The villains one.
Yeah.
We talked about it last year. You could even go back to that episode and listen into it. So with those events, this is a big tip talking about this. You know, select dates for this Boo Bash between August 10th October 31st, with these events, they are good for riding rides.
Right.
They're the best.
Yeah.
And I say that it's better to do it at an after-hours event versus Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, because the Halloween party, you're there to know, you know, visit characters mm-hmm. you barely get to see in the parks, see the shows, watch the parades. This one's not going to have much of that, you know, extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But riding the rides is going to be a big portion of it. Again, August 10th through October 31st. It runs between 9 p.m. and midnight. So not too long of a time frame. But the good thing is you could enter as early as 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Without a park reservation, without an extra park ticket. You just have to buy a ticket to the Boo Bash.
Okay, when are we doing this?
I know, we need to find a date.
Yeah.
And you get to see the cadaver dance, one of my favorite things about going to the parks during the Halloween season.
I love it.
They're going to have great decor, lighting, music, and they're still going to give out treats.
Yes.
That's something I missed a lot.
Yeah.
From not getting to do Mickey's Not So Scary last year because of no one being able to.
Right.
But, I mean, it looks like fun. Like I said, this is going to be a big opportunity to take the family if you want little to no waits
right
at the rides.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to be reduced capacity.
Normally, even more reduced.
Yeah, normally these after hours events are reduced capacity because they only give you, as advertised, like 3 hours to go do everything. So they reduce the capacity. But on top of that, as long as they're reducing, you know, for COVID protocols, so it may even be more reduced. So really a great opportunity, especially if you're wanting to get your Disney fix over like the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, when it can be very, very, very uncomfortable outside.
Yes.
Doing it at night
absolutely
is the best thing.
Absolutely.
So.
And I mean, for now, masks are still required
right.
for that event. They have preached that. But a good thing is all ages can participate in dressing up.
Oh, fun.
So you can make your mask a part of your outfit.
Okay. I've got an idea. We're going to go to this. And can you, me, and Dominic dress up as the Sanderson sisters?
Imagine Dominic. we'll have a male version of one of them.
Okay.
The brother.
Yeah. He can be Binks.
There you go. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dominic's her fiancé, in case you're wondering. But that sounds exciting. So when we're done with this episode, we need to look at dates.
We do. But if the thing is, if you're trying to plan ahead, they have not released the specific dates yet.
Oh, darn it.
So you just have to keep an eye on their website or the Disney Parks blog when all that information comes out. We will definitely let you know here.
Yeah, for sure.
And you could plan ahead for that.
Okay, I'm really excited about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I saw a story that Universal Orlando is hiring for more than 2,000 jobs across the resort. It includes full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions in areas like the attractions, food service, etc. So UniversalOrlandoJobs.com.
Perfect.
Lots of jobs out there. Go get them, because once, you know, some of
the aid
unemployment benefits end, everybody's going to need a job.
Right.
So... get
it
early.
And jump on it now.
Yeah. And if you've always wanted to work at a park like that, now's your opportunity. So,
oh, yes, absolutely.
So, all right, Michaela, what is the theme park tip of the week?
So, it has definitely something to do with Boo Bash. I say, even though you don't know the specific dates of these parties,
mm-hmm.
you can almost always guarantee there's going to be about three a week.
Okay.
That's how those after hours events work.
Okay.
I, as a suggestion, would, if you're thinking of going, don't wait to book your hotel. Do it now. Get your hotel booked. Get your tickets booked. Not for Boo Bash. That's not available yet. But we do know that on their website, they did say that resort guests get booking priority for Boo Bash.
Okay, so we're booking a hotel today.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Right. So you are booking that hotel, making sure you have the regular park tickets that you want to go to, you know, like Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, get those park pass reservations, and then you could just wait until, you know, Boo Bash is announced. If it's not within the dates that you want to go to, you could always modify and you'll still get the priority.
Okay, so, and you and I have talked about this personally before, but when you book a resort stay, is there a deposit, and what does that look like?
Yes, there is a deposit. I always, always, always say you should book it with the package. And then by package, I mean you put those tickets on there.
Okay.
I understand that if you're listening, you might be a annual pass holder, but you'd always ask them what the deposit is, if there's a certain percentage, if you just book the room versus the package. But if you book the package, it's only a $200 deposit.
Okay, and that includes tickets for the days that you're there.
And the
resort.
Yes.
Because of the reduced capacity and the reservations you have to have, you suggest booking the package.
Yes, I suggest booking the package, yeah, like you said, because of the reservations that are involved in it. Especially assuming that maybe not everyone in your party has an annual pass.
Right.
Or everyone's unsure of how many days they actually want to go to the park, just book it with the package. You can always take the tickets off. Just always ask when the last chance to take those tickets off are.
And my other question is, you said, assuming not everybody in your party has an annual pass. If they do have an annual pass, how does that get them a reservation if they don't need a ticket?
So they always could get the reservation online. The priority of your booking based on... if you have an annual pass versus both having the resort as well, is the availability for it. There's different pools of availability based on regular theme park tickets, annual passes, and resorts.
Okay.
You will get the priority based on either one.
Sometimes
annual passes have availability and resorts don't, and vice versa.
Okay.
But if you're both, you get to decide the pool.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, if you are an annual pass holder and you are taking other people who are not annual pass holders, if you make it a package, that means everyone has to buy tickets. That means you as well.
Mm.
But if you still just want to get it just to secure the days for everybody, I would say go ahead and do it. And then once the people in your party get the individual tickets on their own to link to their account, then remove the tickets off the reservation.
Okay.
Because you're not losing any money, especially if it's still in the window that you are allowed to take off the tickets.
Yeah. Okay. And the Disney reservation specialists, I don't know if that's their official title, but they are not there to take your money. They're not there to steal your money.
Right.
They will walk you through the best situation for your your stay and right. what you're trying to accomplish. So they know everything about these parks.
Right. And they'll be able to tell you if it doesn't look great of the park reservations availabilities. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, hey, this is probably not a good time to go because it looks like all the parks are booked up or only a certain amount of parks are booked up. And I like the honesty.
Yeah.
They're not just trying to sell you the resort, and then you go and you find out you can't even get in the park.
Right. They want you to have a magical experience.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, if you're really... I would say this is a great time to book ahead for the Boo Bash, like we talked about,
yep.
because it is May. It's going to come creeping up.
It's going to be here before you know it.
And it seems as though that we're in May now. It seems as though June's already getting booked up like crazy for park reservations.
Well, it's summer.
So now we're looking ahead at, let's say, October. So you have open range of when availability is.
Right.
So definitely keep that in mind. And like I said, there are about 2 to 3 events for after hours per week, similar to like the past events they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, I think you're good. If you want to book a couple days, you could always modify, though.
Okay. And we don't have a rumor mill today because this is very important. As things are changing and all of that, we're going to go over some safety precautions that are changing. So, Michaela, take it from here.
Yes. So, I don't know if you've heard, but at the theme parks, they are removing temperature screenings for employees and guests immediately at parks like Universal, Legoland Florida, Busch Gardens Tampa, and SeaWorld. Plus Disney, but their exception is they were moving their temperature screening starting May 16th. That's this weekend. That's
wow.
Sunday. So I actually like it because of the line that mm-hmm. it causes to get the temperature screening. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like to, you know, go around it. Not going around the temperature screening because everyone gets temperature screened, but like taking those antihistamines, you know, to lower their body temperature.
Right.
So that scares me in the sense of maybe the temperature screenings aren't as effective.
Right.
As we all thought. But, I mean, I'm glad they did it. It's always a good safety precaution, but now it's no more.
Okay.
And just to be aware of that. And then also physical distancing is slowly getting removed at parks as well.
Oh.
You know, places like Universal, Busch Gardens, and SeaWorld have announced that they're... you know, shortening their distances from 6 feet to 3 feet. But just to let you know, masks are still required. I'm going to say that over and over again. And with Disney today, they did announce, today is Wednesday, May 12th, they did announce that they are also, you know, closing in that physical distancing as well.
Oh, okay.
They didn't specifically say if it was for rides, like queues.
Okay.
But they did say at certain areas... like restaurants and quick service, like pickups, that physical distancing might be still there because people are more inclined to take off their masks, to take a sip of a drink or something.
Okay.
But they didn't specify if queues were a part of that or not.
Okay.
So that is something for a wait and see type of thing.
Okay.
But if there are stickers on the ground that say, like, stand here, or social distance 6 feet, just listen to those.
Follow them. Yeah.
Right, right, right. And if cast members tell you, just listen to the cast members. But I'll say it again, masks are still required at all Central Florida theme parks.
Okay.
So things might be changing, but that is not.
And a little tip, bring an extra mask to the theme park.
Always.
Because if you go on a water ride and it gets wet, or if you just get sweaty...
Or drop it.
Or if it rains, or you drop it, bring an extra mask, if not two extra masks. Because you'll just be a happier camper then.
Oh, and those mask chains.
Yes.
I might still buy one now after all these months going to the parks and not having one. I might still buy one because it's great when, like, you sit down to eat
mm-hmm.
and you can just have it going around your neck.
Yep.
I always used to put it in my pocket and I feel like sometimes they just fall out and then I have to use a new mask and
yep.
it's, like, not great. So those chains are good.
And you can find them all over Amazon.
Or you can make your own, too.
Or you can make your own, but you can also search for sunglass holders, keepers, or whatever. And if they have a clip, they'll clip onto the back of your mask,
too.
There
you
go. So.
Perfect.
All right. And also, since those temperature screenings at Disney World are going to, Walt Disney World are going to end on May 16th, they were teamed up with Advent Health to execute that. But now they're going to continue their partnership with a standalone ER at Walt Disney World's Flamingos Crossing Town Center. They're building one. So there will be an on-site location for urgent care needs of guests.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and also they're launching the Advent Health World of Wellness, which is a telehealth platform that allows visitors, including those with chronic health conditions, to plan their health care needs ahead of a visit to Walt Disney World and to manage their care while they're at the parks. So
that sounds wonderful.
Really great stuff and enhancements coming to Walt Disney World to help with all of that stuff. So
they might be thinking, man, we should have thought of this sooner.
Right.
Sometimes things like trigger it.
Yeah. And so that was a lot of information to get through. Oh, Michaela, yeah. Thank you for collecting all of it.
Absolutely.
And helping us learn all the new things. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Theme Parks and Rec, and we will catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.